This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Good morning. It's the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. We're coming to you out of our studio in Dallas, Texas. Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. You can do that on Snapchat. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on Instagram. It's Matt Monero on all of those platforms. Check out what we're doing here, because the purpose of the show is to take money from being swept underneath the kitchen table right on the top as a topic that freaks people out and get us all to start talking about money and the importance of it. Look, I know more than you know that you don't have enough money. I'm going to repeat what I just said. I know more than you know that you don't have enough money. And I hope that curled your back a little bit, made you sort of stand up straight a little bit and say, who the heck is this guy to tell me what my money situation is? Because I know. I see thousands of credit reports and bank statements from average Americans every single year in my office. Thousands and thousands. And none of them, hear me, not some of them, none of them show me that they have enough money. None of them. The data tells us the truth. Look, just before I jumped in the studio here, I was for one of my sales guys. The company did $42 million in revenue as a transportation company in 2014. Good times. Can we all agree that 2014 was good times? They did $42 million. They made $127,000 net profit. On 40% revenue, they made $127,000. Gets worse for 2015. I've been telling you for months, the economy's slowing. That Trucking Leads is a trucking company. Guess what? They did $37 million in top-line revenue in 2015, and they lost $440,000. They don't have enough money. It's $42 million, $37 million, $127,000, a loss of $400,000+. Come on, y'all. Let's get serious about this money topic. Look, the data is pretty ugly. Let me give it to you. This is from Business Insider this week. 50% of Americans have in retirement. Not a little. Zero. 39% of people ages 56 to 61 preparing for retirement have zero in retirement savings. The average dollar amount for in retirement, the amount of money they have in their retirement, is $95,776. And the average American has $5,000 in their savings account, and that is down $1,000 in 2007. I'm going to go through that again just so everybody hears me one more time. The average 50% of the American population has zero in retirement. 39% of the people ages 56 to 61 prime, getting ready to go into retirement, ready to go to the golf course. Lives, we're going to travel the world, honey. 39% of them have zero in retirement. The average dollar amount for those who do have retirement savings is $95,000, and the average American has $5,000 saved up, which is down from $11,000 in 2007. Let's put the real math to it. How does it work? The mutual fund. So for those of you who are investing in mutual funds, I don't. But for those of you who are investing in mutual funds, your average rate of return over a 10-year period of time is 5.26%. Let me give you the math on that. If you got 100 grand, so let's say the average person has 95,000. Let's make the math easy. We round it up to 100. You have 100 grand in your retirement savings in mutual funds, 5.26%. By the way, that is before fees. That's $5,260 annually. Divide it by 12. It's about $450 a month on your 100. That's not quite the retirement we all thought. The average fixed income earner, because they're very cautious about their money, 6.9% on their retirement. On 100 grand, that's $690. The average Social Security benefit in 2016 is $1,341. So follow me on the math. I'm going to take my fixed income, getting ready to go into retirement. You want a conservative retirement plan? You're earning 0.69%. You're also earning a month in Social Security. So add those two together and you have $1,398 a month that you're living on. That's the setup, guys. That's the setup. When are we going to get serious about saving more money, earning more money, and turning the doggone thing around? What is this thing? It's called our financial lives. When are we going to get serious about this? When are we going to start saying no to Disney World? Or no to the Prada purse? Or no to the Jimmy Choo shoes? Yes to earning more money and really getting ready to stack and rack. That's the whole purpose of this show. I have an amazing guest with us today. I'm going to bring him on here in segment one and in segment two because in my new book, I Need More Money, we have a very serious and detailed premise of you need a small business money machine. You need something other than your primary source of income that helps throw off extra income, not for you to live on, but for you to bank. And Matt Miller is a guest that I'm bringing on today. And Matt understands that process, and he's created a business model that helps other people be able to subsidize side by, guess what, creating a small business money machine. So I'm going to bring Matt on the phone right now. Matt, you with us?
Hey, Matt, I'm here. Glad to be on.
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you for jumping on. I really appreciate it. I'd like to talk with you for the remainder of this segment and into segment two here, primarily about School Spirit Vending, which is your company. I want to get into that in just a little bit. But Matt, I want to introduce you. First and foremost, I have very few regrets in my life. I really only have two, to tell you the truth. As of right now, I'm 47. My first primary regret is that I never served my country in the service, and you did. And so for that, I want to thank you because you were a force pilot for 9 years, correct?
Yes, sir.
So thank you for your service to the country. Boy, if I could do it again, I would have done that. The second thing, and I hate to discount it this much, Rich is in the studio. Rich is a veteran as well. Rich, thank you again for your service. And you're probably going to say that Monero's such a loser that he says his second regret. But my second regret. Olympics in Atlanta in 1996. I should have missed the Olympics in 96. I had a buddy in Atlanta. I could have slept on his couch and gone to the Olympics in the United States. I didn't do it. So with all that said, Matt, welcome aboard. Matt, tell us a little bit about School Spirit Vending. What does it do? Why'd you start it? Bring us up to speed.
So I got out of the military back in 1998, Matt. Didn't quite know what I was going to do, but got sick of being told what to do and decided to jump off into the corporate space. Spent some time in the medical device industry on the north side of Houston for a while, and then got involved in the advertising space. And along the way, you know, there were some decisions made corporately and all that that had a significant negative impact on my family and our finances. And so I was looking for a way to stabilize things and eventually get out of, you know, being under somebody else's thumb day in and day out. And so for a while there, I sold or collected aluminum cans. I sold used books online, whatever. I did whatever I had to do to keep food on the table and a roof over our heads. The challenge was I had read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
And, you know, bought into his whole concept of passive income. So I started looking, trying to figure out how I could do that. I didn't own my own house at the time, so there's no way I could do real estate like Kiyosaki talks about. And a good buddy from church mentioned gumball machines that he and his daughters had. And so I kind of learned vending over the next several months, got started with a first used gumball machine, built up a pretty significant route in the North Houston area, and then 07 and 08 hit. The economy tanked, less people were frequenting our businesses, the businesses where I had locations. And right around that time, I had a number of young kids knocking on my door selling stuff for the local schools. And I was like, wait a second, as a parent, what are these kids doing coming to a stranger's house selling stuff? And that's kind of where the whole idea of school spirit vending was born.
Yeah.
Getting kids off the street and taking my vending route out of businesses that were impacted by the economy and putting it in schools where kids were, you know, 9 months out of the year, 5 days a week. So we do custom spirit stickers for schools, and then we play sticker machines in the school. It ends up being a hassle-free fundraiser for the school and for our franchisees around the country. An opportunity to develop a secondary income on a limited time commitment.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love it. You understand of helping people create a small business money machine. Some of your franchisees. Oh, Matt, we're coming up on the hard break. Let me get back with you in segment two. Please stick around. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Great. Look forward to segment two. Stick around, everybody.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hi there, welcome back. I'm Morgan Schick and this is Beauty Rehab. Beauty Rehab is accumulation of my over 30 years in the beauty industry as a Ford model, a makeup artist, an author, and a cosmetic entrepreneur. I have been in the labs. I have made every product ever known. I know every ingredient. So if you've got questions, I want you to call me at 866-606-8255. Today's show is about denial, about denying the fact that we live in a visual society and you have to give a little bit of effort into your image if you want to have the life you want. And I was just talking about what it's like to be, and I'm going to get to a caller in 1 second, but I was just talking about what it's like to be in a relationship and know that your image has changed since you met your spouse, your partner, and how important it is to be able to have an honest conversation about what they find attractive visually. And it was a hard conversation I had with my husband, but it was really awesome. And a little quick tip is that on every anniversary, I invented something called the State of Our Union. And the State of Our Union is just like that. You're in a safe place. You are in love with each other, but you are going to say several great things that you thought happened within the year, and also one thing if you could change about your partner, you would. And you're not saying this is not to criticize this as anyone. This is a really good thing to have if you are in any type of relationship. I think you should do it with your children, your friends, your parents, your brothers and sisters. State of your union. So people feel safe to tell you what's good and what they would like to work on. That has been...
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. Matt, I apologize for that technical difficulty. Matt Miller, are you still with us? Matt Miller, thanks for sticking around. We had some technical difficulties here in the studio. I apologize. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Sounds great. Okay. Welcome back, Matt. Hey, let's pick up where we left off here because your story went from military service, pilot in the Air Force, struggling through corporate America, wanting a way out, having a hard time figuring it out. Then all of a sudden the kids start to knock on your door selling stuff to you, and it triggers the idea of, well, wait a minute, there might be something, right? So you start School Spirit Vending. By the way, I know a lot about the fundraising industry. You ever heard of a company called Pine Valley Foods?
Sure have.
So I know the founder and president of Pine Valley Foods, our kids are friends. So I know a lot about that industry, and I think it's a fantastic industry. But I'm trying to relate it to as a concept of I need more money. So let's talk about the business money machine that big business money machine for you, but for so many of your franchisees and other people, it is a small business money machine.
Yeah, Matt, no doubt about it. I mean, one of the benefits of our program is just the fact that, you know, I had to work full time for years before I was finally able to step off and just be purely an entrepreneur. And so we teach people how to do the exact same thing, you know, on a limited time commitment, starting to put something together on the side that doesn't conflict or threaten their full time career, but over time can give them options along the way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just standing okay. Here, just hanging.
Okay, so Matt, I hear you. I apologize for the technical difficulties here. I hear it's one of the challenges of live radio here. I hear you, Matt. Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So you and I, let's just keep talking here on this because I'm really trying to build the picture as to when you help other people get what they want, they end eventually help you get what you want. And that's, I assume that is one of the primary premises of your business. It's the old Zig Ziglar quote, but you're actually putting into play and it's working for you and so many others. Yes?
Yeah. You know, I've been all about the win-win, Matt, for as long as I can remember. In fact, one of the reasons why I was so wildly successful in my advertising career was because I wasn't just looking to sell ads. I was looking to sell programs that worked for my client so that they made tons more money using me than not. And so that same thought process was transitioned over when we started SSV almost 9 years ago. And, you know, the franchisee makes the most money by far, but in exchange for, you know, us helping them and providing a system and support and all the things that they need to back them up, we get a little piece of what they do, and it ends up being a win-win for the two of us, and then, of course, the big winners are the schools as well.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a win-win-win across the board. But, Matt, let's talk about what kind of money could a franchisee make? Because in my book, I Need More Money, we talk about a $2,000 small business money machine. It should be the initial goal when someone does this. In other words, they're working as a video production manager in a company. They need to be able to create a small business money machine outside of that primary income stream, and we suggest that it needs to get to $2,000. Can somebody make $2,000 a month being a franchisee of School Spirit Vending?
Definitely. I'm limited, Matt, by what I can say just because of the government and franchise laws, but suffice it to say, yes, that can be done and has been done over and over and over again.
Yeah, you bet. And so how many people eventually say, hey, listen, this actually isn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. In fact, I actually like it more than my primary job. I'm going to go full-time with my vending business.
We've got about 70 franchisees across the country today. I'd say right now about a third of them today, this is all that they do. Now, that wasn't the case to begin with, but over time, that exact same scenario that you mentioned has played out over and over and over again.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, Matt, listen, I want to say thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate what you're doing, both as your service to our country, but also now as a successful entrepreneur and helping other people become entrepreneurs. I think you and I would both agree on this, that what people don't understand is you don't have to go from zero to multi-millions to consider yourself in business or successful in business. There are lots of other ladders and rungs on the ladder along the way. And if people would just look more like that, I think they would understand that they actually can do it. So many people think it's not going to move the needle, but there's a lot of things they can do for a couple grand a month that does move the needle over time. Yes?
Heck yeah. I mean, Matt, I was selling 25-cent gumballs. That's the foundation of everything that I have today. But the beauty is the margin. You know, I mean, you know.
That's awesome. I love it. Matt, listen, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for sticking with us through the technical difficulties, and I'm going to be talking to you again. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good, Matt. Take care, man.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo. Which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
I Need More Money radio show. Got all the technical difficulties fixed. It's giving me a major headache. Not anybody's fault, but I take full responsibility for it, even though after the show, JP and I are going to have a little talk. Hey, we had a wonderful guest. We had Matt Miller from School Spirit Vending in the segment two. Listen, Matt's a guy who was trying to figure out, how do I make more money? Man, I need more money to take care of my family. I got to figure it out. And he did figure it out. And then Matt took it a step further and turned his money-making idea, his small business money machine, into a franchise model that he now has 70 franchisees across the country. And guess what? They've created their small business money machines. And the beautiful part is that in his world, it's benefiting schools, because the products that they sell, the variety of products that they sell, are fundraisers for schools as well. It works. That fundraising industry is a very, very interesting business, and if done right, can actually be very lucrative for a lot of different people. I know that industry well. Hey, we've got a caller on the line here with Erica. Erica, jump on with us and let's talk about money. How you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm so appreciative that you took the time to give us a buzz. What's on your mind today?
Of course, of course. I love your show. I wanted to call in. I'm a student work, and just a little bit about me. I was running a small business, a family-owned business. It was a local ice cream shop. And now that the summer ending is approaching, I'm obviously worried about sales plummeting, and I'm trying to figure out a new game plan for something to do in the fall and winter time while it's cold outside. And I'm just at this rut in my business right now. I'm not sure what to do to change and boost my sales once the summer season ends, and my family and I are getting a little bit worried.
How long's the business been around? Is this your first season?
We just opened in May, so we're all very new to this whole business thing. Before we started this business, my husband was working. He was working as a lawyer, and I was working as a part-time nanny while I was still raising our kids. So we wanted to, you know, quit both of our jobs and pursue our passion projects.
Really? Your husband quit his job as a lawyer to open up this ice cream shop with you?
We wanted to open up an ice cream shop together. We were tired of, you know, the long hours and the inconsistency in our schedules, and it just wasn't doing it for us. And I also just don't think he enjoyed his job. So we wanted to do something
together. No lawyer does. Come on. My father was a lawyer. One of my closest friends here was a lawyer, and they both hated it. My father was a lawyer for 50 years. He said he hated every single day of it. I'm not trying to disparage your husband's career, because I'm sure it provided well for you guys, but nobody likes being a lawyer. I mean, it's just a tough job. Why do you think he left to go into the ice cream business with you, right? I mean, that's the whole point. But here's what we got to do. We got to get the ice cream business pumping and cranking. Was it a good summer? Did you guys make the money you thought you were going to make this summer?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you guys make the money you thought you were going to make this summer?
So far, it's been pretty good. I mean, we didn't set the highest estimates for ourselves, but we have surpassed what we did set out to make. So I would consider that successful.
So how long could you go? Let's say that you started to hit the bottom estimates of your slow time. I mean, would it really put a heavy pinch on your family financially?
If we didn't make money the first few months after the summer, you're asking?
Yeah, like if you started to hit the lower projections of your business plan as you start to go into the colder months, would it really put a pinch on you guys? Or do you have reserves that you could weather the storm?
We do have some reserves to weather the storm, but it would be very tight around the house. And I have two kids. We have two kids, so we have to be able to, you know, provide for them accordingly, and I don't want their lifestyle to have to suffer because we can't get our business together while it's the slow season.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. Your kids won't—they probably won't appreciate that. But my kids sure as hell suffered for for a long time. My kids suffered, and it's not their fault. It's my fault. It's my fault for going into business for myself and thinking that it was going to be better than it is. Because Erica, the reality is, you cannot be in business for May, June, and July and think that you're going to replace the salary of a lawyer. You're going to go through this difficult valley now, and that valley is going to be emotionally taxing, financially taxing, and it's really going to stress you two guys out. So what we have to do is figure out the game plan to minimize that, because it's just built in. Any entrepreneur that goes into business, you know, for me, it lasted 12 years. I want that to be shorter for you guys, but everybody has to go through this pain point. So what other products could you guys make that are not specifically heat-related purchasing patterns? What else could you guys do in the ice cream shop? You know where I'm going with this, but what else could you make?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were brainstorming the other day, and we were thinking that, oh, you know, once it gets to that October, November point where no one definitely is going to go outside and spend money on ice cream, we were thinking of turning it into like a hot chocolate business, but doing gourmet hot chocolate and offering different kinds of products in that. And maybe even,
love
Andy,
it.
Adding candy products to the store.
I love it. Keep going. What else could you do?
Oh, I don't know. That's where we got stuck.
How about birthday cakes? How about celebration cakes? And how about this? Every time someone came into that ice cream shop, from the minute you opened that door, were you collecting email addresses and Facebook accounts and social media accounts of every person who bought an ice cream for the last 3 months?
We have been. We've been very active on Facebook and getting our local community to support us and like us on Facebook.
Fantastic. So how about email addresses, though? Did you collect any of those?
Emails, we've gotten a few. That's been kind of our weaker point with networking and marketing, but we're working on it.
So I would definitely, you got to think about that. If you had been collecting those email addresses, how many people do you think came through the door since May? Hundreds or thousands?
I'd say thousands. It's been pretty popular. We sell such a variety of ice creams. It's like the new hip and trendy part of town. People love it.
I love it. So if you had collected thousands of email addresses, now what you'd be doing is emailing into them as you're going into the cold month, and you'd be saying, look at the new product offerings that we have at my shop. We now have cakes. We now have hot chocolates. We now have candies. Regardless of the changing in the weather, you still want to come and see us. Ice cream or no ice cream, we've got you covered. That's what's so important. I look back, if I had done that early, we still have we have probably 10,000 email addresses, but we've talked to and done business with hundreds of thousands of people that we never collected email addresses. I wouldn't have to work another day. All I'd have to do is tell Rich to send out email blasts every week. Just go ahead and we blew it. So now guess what? We still cold call all the time in here. So you guys need to put that program in place. I love the candy store. It's, as you know, super hot. I love the idea of the hot chocolate, and then definitely get into the celebration cake business, ice cream cake business, compete head-to-head with Carvel, Marble Slab, all those guys. And recognize, listen, that you're going to go through some hard times, Erica. The arrow of entrepreneurship doesn't go straight up. It takes time. And you guys need to be prepared, both not just in business, but I mean this personally, in your tightness of your marriage and your relationship, you guys got to be tight because you're about to get stressed. And the only way you get through it is when he's down, you're up. When you're down, he's up. And when the two of you are up, you become unstoppable. And start talking about that, because what I just said is what most people don't realize. You ain't going to go into business for 3 months and the arrow is not going to go straight up. It's going to come down. So I want you guys to do great and be prepared for it. How's that sound?
That was beautiful. That's really, really great advice. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I wish you the best of luck, Erica. Knock 'em dead. Send me some damn coupons too, would you?
I will. I'll send them your way.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye. Thanks. Hey, y'all. We're coming down a couple minutes in this segment. Listen, anybody who thinks, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of seeing people in front of their Bugattis talking about their BS business models. You know what happens in business? You suffer. That's the way it goes. You suffer, you go through pain, you say no a lot more than you want, you get into fights with your husband or your spouse, you get some bills on pink slips, and that's just the price you pay for eventual success. Or maybe you never get eventual success because the price you pay isn't great enough. It's the reality of how it goes, y'all. It doesn't go straight up. It gets real ugly sometimes. And that's when you will get tested as an entrepreneur. Do you have what it takes to get through that nastiness? And it is not just a financial thing, man. It's an emotional thing too. It is a hard, stressful time on anyone's relationship, male, female, going forward, going backward, skinny, fat, I don't care. You want to get into business and you want to do it right and you want to get big and you want to have success and you want to have an abundance, man, you are going to pay a price. And for those who are not willing to pay the price, you ain't going to get to the other side. You are going to be stuck in the pain side, or you'll just bail and you'll go do it someplace else for somebody else. That's the way it plays out. Stick around.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back. Segment four, the twist and turn of how a show goes like this. I mean, we start with this wonderful agenda. It gets a little sidetracked with some technical stuff. And then we get this call from Erica, who's a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur. And she's worried. Her ice cream business that her husband and she started had a good summer, but now they're worried what's going to happen in the winter. And I think she thought I was going to tell her it was going to be great, and I told her it's about to get bad. It's what happens, man. It's what happens in business. The arrow of success never goes straight up. It goes up and down and round and round and round. The purpose of the show is to get us all to think a little bit more about money and the importance of it. My challenge, though, is to deliver good takeaways. Takeaways that you understand that you can put into place. That's why we brought Matt Miller on the show today of School Spirit Vending to support this idea of the small business money machine creation. And a lot of people sort of misunderstand what I'm talking about there. They think that you need to create a small business money machine that begins to replace your current income. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is figure out how can you make an extra $2,000 a month doing something that you are ridiculously passionate about or that it complements you. So again, I use JP as an example in our office here. He's in the studio with me right now, but JP is our video production manager. And if JP was to take the small business money machine concept, put it into play for himself, JP is going to start videotaping weddings and funerals and bar mitzvahs and graduation parties. And JP is going to charge, we'll start at 500. So you got to do four a month. If you can't sell 500, you go to 250 and you're going to have to do 8 or 9 of those a month. And there's your $2,000. You don't spend the $2,000, multiply it times 12 months. It's $24,000 a year. And you're going to put that $24,000 away into something that earns for the long term. $24,000 over a long period of time ends up being a nice chunk of change. The problem is most people start small business money machine. They made $2,000. And guess what? They go to Disneyland. They figure out, well, we made $2,000. Let's buy the boat, right? Let's have a bigger Christmas. It's not the point of the small business money machine. The small business money machine is to stack and rack. You live on the income from your primary source of income. You stack and rack the small business money machine income. Hey, JP, you got a question from Facebook?
Yeah, we actually have a few. I think a lot of these kind of touch on the same thing, but one question says, What is the key difference between successful people and unsuccessful people?
For me, that's a simple one. It's how much pain is a person willing to tolerate? I really believe that to be the case. Look at the greatest, most physical specimens, the bodybuilders, the CrossFit people. The difference between the person who wins the CrossFit and the person who never does CrossFit is that the guy who wins CrossFit is willing to deal with a heck of a lot more physical pain to get in the shape to win CrossFit versus those who aren't. Pain is a real factor. I mean, I posted on social media the other day a picture of Navy SEALs in their bud training. I said, this is uncomfortable. What you do isn't uncomfortable. If we're in an office with air conditioning and those guys have a log on their shoulders after they've been up for 48 hours holding on to their buddies for dear life while the waves are crashing on them, that's uncomfortable. What else you got, buddy?
Says, Matt, what was your lowest point in business?
I had so many of them. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, most people would think it was when the car got repossessed in 95. That wasn't really a low point. The lowest point for me, as talked in before, was when I would walk into my house on Friday and I knew my wife was going to ask me the question, did you pay yourself today? And I was going to have to ask myself, am I going to tell her the truth or am I going to lie again? And I remember the day I told her the truth, which was no. I hadn't paid myself for months prior to that, and I had told her I had. And on this time, I said, I hadn't. And she looked at me and she said, did you pay your employees? And I said, yes. And she said, what is the matter with you? How could you do that to us? Meaning her and my three boys. That was a very low point. Nothing, the car getting repossessed was peanuts compared to that. And those were trigger points for me, man. My wife then used to pounce on me and say, you're so much bigger than your business, one day you're going to realize it. And shit, one day I realized it. I said, man, I'm going to build a $100 million company. I'm going to shut her up. And that's what we did, man. It's not a me thing. It's a we thing, y'all. You need some good people around you too, pal. Doesn't happen overnight. You don't build a $100 million company yourself. You need to build it on people. Good, like-minded, quality people who want the same doggone thing. What you got, JP? Give me another one.
It says, when your business is in the slumps or you're preparing to leave your company, how do you bounce back?
I just keep showing up every day. I just keep showing up. Shower, shave, put some clothes on, get to the office early, stay late, pick up the phone, ask for business. I mean, the problem is most of us will watch the ship hit the shore and we will sink with the ship. Even though we see it all coming, we know what's happening, we don't do enough to get out of it. I just keep showing up every day. I mean, it's the same problem. Most people just don't grind it. They just don't grind enough to be able to weather the storm, to watch the tide turn. So it's just not a magic formula, y'all. It's just more doggone work. Work harder. Any others?
Yeah, one more says, what makes a good entrepreneur?
You know, I'm not a big fan of this term of entrepreneur. I think entrepreneur has this connotation of get rich quick. I mean, I think people need to be, they need to be in it for the long haul. I don't know anyone who made it overnight. Period. End of story. I know lots of people who want to portray it as though they made it overnight. And even the most successful people in here didn't make it overnight. So I think a true entrepreneur is somebody who's willing to help others, who's committed to a bigger cause other than making money, and is willing to grind for a long period of time. These are not sexy answers. These aren't answers that are going to get retweeted on Facebook. It's just or on Twitter. It's just the way it is. It's the reality. And more people need to spend more time in reality and less time in fantasy land. Hey, listen, I want you to follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero, any of the social media platforms at Matt Monero. Follow my company, Commercial Fleet Financing. We finance big rigs, bulldozers, tow trucks. We've been doing it for 21 years, done over $1 billion of them. And then get ready for the new book, I Need More Money, which will be coming out very, very soon. Appreciate everybody. Listen to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, of course, on Biz Talk Radio. And then also you can watch the video replay of this on RoadGrit.tv, which is our network. Till the next time we talk, y'all. Thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.